Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. C-Notes coming up here in 20 minutes. We'll take a look at the Cowboys news of the evening right now. We'll focus in on the league at large. Here's Wolchuk with your NFL news of the day.
All right, we'll start in Frisco. Micah Parsons is talking with the media. Our buddy John Machota putting out that Micah said his chances of playing Sunday are high. He said he is going full speed in practice, but he needs to practice in full pads. Quote, I just got to get the feel of the rush. I feel like I'm starting all over. I'm just happy to be where I'm at, says Micah. So the hope is obviously that he plays against Filthy, but maybe tomorrow, you know, he's able to do a little bit more.
And you have a chance with Micah, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. But it doesn't sound like Deron Bland. Is it time to be like worried about what's going on with Deron Bland and how that foot's recovering?
I think there was a setback there.
Well, there was. Steven told us was. Something happened that Friday.
Yeah, I don't know how significant that was. And maybe it's something that, you know, that I could dig in on a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe find out.
Because I'm starting to get a little concerned.
Yeah.
Because that can be a weird injury that can, we've seen ruin careers.
Sure. Sure. I don't know if we're at that point, but.
No. I mean, at what point do you start being like, is the guy going to play this year at all?
I think with the foot, it's very tricky. And any setback puts into motion scenarios where it could take a year, you know, to come back. And you hope that's not the case. But I think he's still on the far end of the 8 to 10 week range that they gave us. So if he could, you know, come back in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a good shot. But if not, then you're going to be looking at probably a re-aggravation, and it will be in the best interest of everybody to shut him down for the rest of the year.
And at this point, you know, if you keep losing football games, I mean, maybe just go ahead and make sure that thing heals. You're completely good and ready to go for 2025. That might be the best case for Deron Bland.
I have no problem with the big picture, a.k.a. tanking, to take a priority here. You know, I look at the quarterback the same way.
I'm with you on that one. Panthers looking to activate rookie running back Jonathan Brooks to the active roster this week. And if he doesn't go on IR for the rest of the season, that is the plan. So, like, it's basically they either put him on IR and they redshirt him, essentially. Yeah. But I think they're going to activate him. And the expectation, Carolina, is he could be ready to go. He's been practicing with the club this week. Christian McCaffrey limited in practice today. Kyle Shanahan said, though, he feels no pain, which is very encouraging. I think that was the big concern there. Like, okay, if he starts practicing again, you know, how do the legs feel? But I guess they feel good. So he's still on potentially trending to get back for San Francisco as early as this Sunday, which would be a while to see Christian McCaffrey back. I mean, it's like all of a sudden Rams, 49ers, they start getting healthy.
Yeah.
This NFC starts to get a little bit more sticky.
And that's what's tough for the Niners, because I'm sure in a perfect world they would love to be able to stretch this out a little bit longer, you know, because it's still – you're still at the midway point or whatever of the season. That's one of those guys you'd love to be able to keep on ice as long as possible, but they don't have that luxury. They're in a dogfight in that division now.
Yeah, everybody's just – I mean, Arizona's technically in the lead, but it's just a cluster there with all three of them. Seattle's fading a little bit. I did see this. Apparently, according to Mike Florio, DK Metcalf was not an untouchable at the trade deadline. Pittsburgh was calling, trying to get DK as they were hunting for wide receivers, but Seattle wanted a first-round
John proved
pick.
That when he got rid of Russell Wilson, that like he'll trade anybody. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
I know that Russ was kind of on his way out, But I feel like if you called John Schneider and asked him about his players,
you give an offer that he wants.
You give an offer and he'll look at it. He ain't going to sit there and just laugh at you and hang up the phone. I mean, I know John well enough that he's, you know, he's not married to any of these guys right now.
Yeah, they'd have taken a first for DK Metcalf. That's what it would have taken. So, I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, I don't know. Evidently that was too rich because they pivoted and went with Mike Williams for a five. But interesting. I mean, I wonder if some Steeler fans out there are like, damn it, I would have liked to have DK Metcalf for a first-round pick.
Sure.
Him and George Pickens could have been fun. But then, yeah, him reuniting with Russell Wilson. I mean, I don't know about that relationship, but maybe they're buddies.
Yeah.
Then we've got, you mentioned the Bills. They signed Quentin Jefferson, who got cut yesterday at defensive tackle from the Browns. Also Jordan Phillips. So they're beefing up the middle of that defensive front there.
They need to. They need to do something because that game was eye-opening a couple weeks ago versus Baltimore, where you got completely just caved in defensively.
Yeah.
And Kansas City can do the same thing to you. Not as explosively, of course, but they can just grind you down with heavy personnel and running it down your throat, and Buffalo's not prepared defensively to handle that.
Then Trevor Lawrence is dealing with a shoulder issue. He could miss Week 10 against the Vikings. And Trevor Lawrence is kind of at this point of his career now where I'm just wondering, is this who he is? And he had a great year. Really, it was a great second half of a season.
Yeah, two seasons ago now.
But the rest of it has just been underwhelming and poor. And, you know, we gave him the benefit of the doubt with the Urban Meyer year.
For sure.
But, I mean, Doug Peterson's done good things with quarterbacks. I mean, he is a, you know, a guy who's won a Super Bowl. Clearly, you know.
He might be on his way out.
He is. I mean, I don't think he's going to be back next year with Jacksonville. But I wouldn't say like Doug Peterson's a guy that's going to ruin a quarterback. I mean, this just might be Trevor Lawrence is just an average quarterback at best right now. And that's maybe how we need to look at him and not one of these potential top 10 caliber guys.
Worst place to be, man. He got the fatty boomba, and now he might just be a literal jag.
Yeah, you know, you can't pay that kind of money for average. It's just so difficult. With toolsy guys, you're going to draft them high. You're going to give them that second contract. But I think at this point, you have to be willing to move on as an organization. That might be tough, considering the pedigree of the player. But I think the smartest organizations are, you know. And I think it just underscores the reality that out of all the accuracy and the cannon and the ability to run, the pocket awareness, it's decision making. And you cannot like scout that perfectly. Not even close, you know. What's going on in the dude's head? How fast does he make decisions? How poised is he in there? You're just guessing at all that stuff as you're watching him play in a variety of circumstances in college.
Well, and right now, that's the big issue for him. Everything looks like it's moving so fast. He just doesn't seem like he's able to really slow the game down and process it. I mean, that interception that he threw at the end of the game where they got a chance to steal one from the Eagles.
Yeah.
It was just, what are you doing? You know, and you're at the stage in your career now where you need to have shown growth to that point. And I don't know anymore. I don't know if I'm holding out hope for Trevor.
These teams have to be willing to, like you said, Dawson, not be married to the idea of giving him the second contract. It's not that he's a terrible player. It's just that for the dollar amount, I'm going to have to pay you like, I mean, you're going to reset the market. Mm-hmm. And now it's since been reset again, but that's what Trevor Lawrence was going to do. And you have to just know now. You've seen him for 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
Like, the sample size is there, dude. You don't fool yourself.
Right.
It's not like you're giving him a Baker Mayfield contract right now. He's trying to reset the market.
Really?
And has he given you any inclination other than an 8-week stretch over the course of the last 4 or 5 years? The answer was no.
No.
But they just can't admit it to themselves. And now you're in a disaster.
I love that. I think that like we should have these two different standards with the quarterbacks. We've got like the Baker level where we're going to pay those type of guys like that.
Baker, Geno.
I mean, honestly, like, could you have thrown Dak into that category?
Yes.
He's closer to that category than he is the Mahomes category.
I would have loved the idea
of what we've seen this year.
Paying Dak would have been great if they were talking about doing it for Baker and Geno money, but that was never the conversation.
The only thing I would add to it is if you are committed to building and doing whatever it takes to open up a championship window and then throw money at it, you can win. You know, I think Trevor, similar to Dak, that you better have a really good defense with a good pass rush.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Better have the running game and the protection and, you know, at least two, probably three really good weapons in the pass game. You can't hold a team together like that together for long, right? It's going to be a very brief window. If you're willing to go for it, I think it absolutely can work. And it might be a better idea than trying to find another quarterback on the rookie scale, hoping that he's the next Mahomes. We're getting one of these GOAT-type dudes that can carry teams like one a decade, right? So I think staying with a guy like Dak or Lawrence can work as long as your organization understands who the guy really is.
Agreed on that one.
I just think you have to do the all-in build around when the quarterback's on the rookie deal.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you have to do it. And then at that point, if it hasn't worked out for you, now you're at year four, year five, and you say, okay, it hasn't worked. We've built around you when you were on the cheap, and now everything's going to become more difficult for you because you're going to be eating up so much salary cap.
Sure.
It's not going to work.
4-3-5, I think he's in a Matthew Stafford similar comparison here. I think if you put him in the right environment with the right team, he's got potential to succeed. So you could be right. I mean, people were writing off Jared Goff, and now look at him in Detroit. I mean, sure. We have seen this with some of these quarterbacks, and I hope that, you know, but for Trevor Lawrence. But so far, it's been underwhelming from what we've seen.
Even with Goff, though, we haven't seen him sustain top of the market money and be on a good team.
Yeah.
He just got the money, but it's not coming into effect. They still have the super stacked team that they have right now. In a year or two, when the Lions probably don't have their OC anymore, when they're probably not able to pay X guy, Y guy because you're paying Goff, now Goff, go be the guy. And you, most of these guys just cannot do it.
Well, Deshaun Watson is another one who certainly has not been able to be the guy in Cleveland. And it sounds like he might be on his way out. We might have seen the last of Deshaun Watson in Browns uniform because their GM, Andrew Berry, declined to give a yes or no if there was a possibility he could be designated for a post June 1st cut. And they asked him, could he possibly be back next year? He was noncommittal when it comes to quarterbacking the team. Will he ever suit up with the team again? He said, I mean, it's always possible. So to me, it's like that's your franchise quarterback. If somebody says, is he suiting up again, and he's your guy, you're saying, yes, absolutely. If you're thinking, we're probably moving on here, that's when you say, it's possible. You know, I'm not going to say no, but just reading between the lines there.
That's not the plan.
I would lean betting. Like, if I was going to Vegas, I would lean Watson maybe has played his last down there in Cleveland.
What do you guys, what would you guess the dead money is left on Deshaun Watson's contract after this year?
Like the totality or the whatever.
Like, how big of a hit are they going to have to spread out between 2 years if they do post June 1 him?
Isn't it like over $150 million?
It is. It's 172.
72.
172, bro.
Yes. But we did the worst trades ever. Like, that's going to look like a top five worst trade ever.
That's number one.
Might be my number one. God.
You're not only going to lose the quarterback, you're going to lose multiple veterans that are, you know, going to be cap casualties.
Especially if we got the, what has Houston done then with the picks?
Yeah.
I think it's probably some pretty good players. I think, C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson Jr. are one of them part of that. I don't know.
Maybe both.
My God. That's a bad deal.
All you had to do was wait a couple of more years, and the idiot Panthers would have taken Bryce Young off your hands. C.J. Stroud would have fallen into your lap from your freaking state.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. It gets no worse.
Speaking of the Houston Texans, I sent this over to Carter, but they're going to debut their battle red jerseys and chrome helmets against the Lions on Sunday Night Football.
Who's this?
The Houston Texans. So they're all red jerseys. The chrome helmets are pretty dope as well. The number is in black with Texans in white font written on top of the number, and then some black trim on the shoulder pads. I love these. I think these should be their permanent uniforms because the ones they wear now are just too much like Atlanta. I feel like anytime I put a Texans game on, it's at the Falcons. They need. I think they need to go to this all red look. This should be permanent. Just this go ahead and do it.
Shiny candy apple red dome is sick.
It's awesome.
These the number. I just don't like their number font.
I don't either,
you know?
But I mean,
but the all red
is better than I think their traditional, you know, what they've been rocking with this year.
It's sharp.
At least I'm like, okay, that's the Houston Texans playing right now. I'm not wondering, is this another football team? But I'm excited. That's going to be a fun matchup. Houston's offense is struggling right now. Can they get that going? Joe Mixon's running the ball really well. Yeah. Hopefully Nico Collins can come back and play. That's still iffy right now. Speaking of wide receivers.
It is a big week for red, Wolchuk.
It is.
Yeah.
No doubt. It certainly was. Matthew Stafford, we'll get to in a second as we look at the quarterback power rankings, but Joey Burrow is one of his receivers that missed a game. There's Jermaine Burton. He skipped a walkthrough. Now, he's a rookie receiver out of Alabama.
Mm.
He was expected to have a big role this past weekend because they didn't have T. Higgins.
Wasn't he a banged-up guy? Wasn't he like a really good little slot player that we were watching, but he was like was hurt?
I think he did have some injury.
Like a big knee brace kind of guy when you watch one.
I think he might have missed a full year.
Or an elbow. He had something wrong.
Some extended period of time there with the Crimson Tide. But yeah, was a good player. Yeah. Certainly was. And they were able to get him in the middle rounds. Yeah, he's a body catcher. But he was a no-show.
Body snatcher.
For multiple meetings and walkthroughs this week. And Zach Robinson, their head coach, said, well, you are not suiting up and playing. He was a healthy scratch on Sunday for the game, and Joe Burrow spoke to reporters afterwards about the Jermaine Burton deal.
I'm not sure I would say surprised. I think it's always an adjustment when you get to this schedule. You know, it's not college. You're here early. You're here late a couple days. And then you got to do extra stuff outside the building to put yourself in a position to be great. And you know, when it's an adjustment period when you first get into the league, and it's something you gotta learn.
Now, I mean,
you gotta be professional.
He's right, you gotta be a professional. I mean, Jamar Chase was also talking about it today, and basically said he needs to get his head out of his rear. The issue,
basically said it, or he said it.
I mean, you know, paraphrasing a little bit. Those weren't the words that he used. He showed up to the game in pajamas. Now, I don't know that that's really a big deal.
Wait, who did?
Jermaine Burton.
Burton did.
But there was a picture earlier of him taken at a casino, just playing at the slot machine all by himself in the same clothes. So it's like, okay, well, we know it was him.
Okay, yes. That sounds a little mental healthy.
Right.
You know, showing up in PJs.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it wasn't a hospital gown, you know, if you're ranking things you could be wearing that would set off alarm bells.
Hey, I get it. Like,
that's the biggest alarm bell, isn't it?
You go from college to the pros. There's going to be differences here, but
hospital gown at the slot machine. That would be worse.
Oh, I've got a problem here. That's where we admit it.
I know those young kids love the PJs, though.
They do.
They wear them to school and everything. Wear them all the time.
I guess you might as well be comfortable if you're going to be hanging out at the slot machine. You know, you're just sitting there pushing a button. Might as well be cozy while I do it.
Sloppiest generation when it comes to style and swag and sauce. Yeah. I say that respectfully because y'all do dress up when y'all put the drip on. But other than that, man, it's just look like get out of bed, go to school.
Yep.
Yeah. Those pajama pants are big.
Yeah.
Back
slides,
shorts.
Hoodie.
Slides, hoodie, sweatpants.
It's not like us doing radio.
The Crocs, the house shoes. Yeah. I mean,
3 days in a row, same house shoes, same hoodie, 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, starts to smell a little bit.
It is LSU Alabama week, so maybe Burrow and Chase were giving my man some grief. You know, they're going after
him. Well, I mean, it sounds like it was kind of warranted here. I want the best for Jermaine Burton, but I mean, there is, you know, we got to get out of the college mentality here.
We'll update a couple of Cowboys stories here with you as we get into the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening is coming up next on The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.